what you just heard, did you hear much of what Corey said? How much of that kind of hits home for you? In terms of this being fun, playing college football.
I mean, it's... You want to have fun in everything you do playing football. You're not going to be really interested if it's like you're just working all the time and you're not having fun. I mean, college football is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to have fun playing and you're supposed to like playing.
What do you think of the criticism that this team has received after a win like that? A lot of people are questioning the defense
and the way the team's playing overall. I think it's mostly kind of the offense fault. I mean, we need to move the ball and put them in situations where the offense is pinned back, and if we move the ball more and keep them on the bench longer, they might have. I mean, they get rest and they can play harder. I mean, it's on us too.
Take it personal.
The
criticism.
No, I kind of like criticism. Criticism it builds me. I mean, I just like to prove people wrong. I mean. If somebody criticizes me, I just like to play harder.
How much is this team rallying around the negativity? Can you do that?
Yeah, we're doing that. We're coming together as a team and supporting the defense through their hard time. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to just tell them things can only get better from here and just practice hard and things will click. Things will get better.
Corey mentioned he's eating here. They gave him 1,200 yards as long as he's won. Is it okay to judge success in terms of just bottom line wins and losses? You know, if you guys put up 50 yards of total offense and you still won, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to some extent until you get to practice on a Tuesday. But a win is a win. We're 3-1, and that's how you got to look at it. I mean, I wouldn't care if we had 100 yards total offense. We won the game.
How much is Sam really?
He always wants to improve and he always wants to get better. He doesn't let last week game just get to his head and he just doesn't accept being good. I mean, he wants to be great and he wants to get better and better every week. So I expect something bigger than this week, next week.
What kind of sideline guy is he? Is he the kind who just walks around and talks and tries to motivate?
Yeah, to some extent. He's the kind of guy that drop a pass, and he's gonna come and tell you, "Oh, we're gonna go back to you. We're gonna get this thing moving. We're gonna." He's an encouraging guy. I mean, he's positive. He likes everything intense, and he wants everybody to play at their best.
Well, is football fun for you? Obviously, the offense isn't getting this criticized.
Yeah, having fun. I'm with a great group of guys, the receivers and Coach Gilmore. He's fun to be around. I got Mel Lake. He's making jokes every minute. Terrence is funny. I mean, France is a weird guy, so it's fun to be around him. I got the receivers are fun to be around, so I'm always having fun.
Does it feel like going to a job when you go to practice with all the
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a job. I mean, at some extent, we're here to fulfill a task, and we got to do it. I mean, we're working hard to get better, and our job is to win the game.
With one side of the ball or another is getting maybe more scrutiny than the other, did you guys try to pick up the defense? Did they try to pick you up after Nevada? Did they try to?
Yeah, it's our job to get them better, give them the best look, playing the fastest we can and the explosive we can, and we're the people that's going to get them better by giving them a good look, just like game speed and just playing hard. I mean, we're their best practice. I mean, like in the game, I mean it's different than practices, but that's where practice is where you get your confidence, where you get confidence and. Your ability to play in the game.
Is there going to be another week of practice like the last one? Is there going to be more of that hitting and targeting, one-on-ones and full pads, stuff like that this week?
I don't know. I mean, the man's coming in here next after me, and that's the question you got to ask. I mean, us as receivers, we didn't really hit at all. It was kind of more for the linemen, linebackers, and and running backs and safeties. So we didn't really hit at all, and we're just carrying a load.
On Sunday, did you guys get together like last week and watch the film with the whole team, or did you break apart?
No, it was just a normal week. We broke apart, and we watched the film, and we got a lot from it. I mean, there was a lot of things that we did wrong, and we could have did better on both sides of the ball.
That injury or that tattoo?
Oh, this is just a turf burn. Yeah.
What do you make of Iowa State? They're kind of a team that's under fire as well.
I watched their game against Kent State. They're a good team. They run to the ball, tackle well. I haven't really seen much. I've just seen one game, so it's hard to tell about a team in one game.
Anything else, Maurice?
Well, right now, what would it be? Is it not angry or how would I point to prove it? So what would you use?
I would use, I don't even know. I'll just say that we want to get better. I mean, there's a lot of things that we did wrong as a team, and we just want to get better from it.
Okay. Thanks, Maurice.